This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I'm Cakes. It's not my real name. It's a goofy radio nickname. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by my pal, Jason Bishop.
Hello, John Allville.
It was brought to my attention that Jason Bishop placed no bets last night. It's very weird. It's very disturbing.
Stupid.
I have to place a welfare check on Jason Bishop.
I'll make up for it tonight. I promise you.
What's going on over there? John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes? Let me tell you, I hate the GW Parkway, although it's my fastest way to get to work.
Gotcha.
But I get bitter when they shut it down.
Yeah, it's not a great option. And Eric Bickle, with us.
Why'd they shut it down? What's going on?
In anticipation of the snow.
Yes, because the snow is coming.
Snowmageddon coming.
It's pending.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. But
I mean, 3 to 6 inches is Snowmageddon. That's what I've heard.
It's a lot for this area.
I guess. I was looking
at the school closings last night, and all the schools were anticipating to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Montgomery County had called for early dismissal yet, but Prince George's County, where your wife teaches, I believe they're 3 hours or 2 hours early.
Probably 2 hours, yeah.
Early dismissal. Mm-hmm. And just looking at the week ahead for me, because you care about you more than anybody else, Isabella goes to St. Elizabeth's Catholic School.
Mm-hmm.
They already had off, planned off for Friday. And I think Monday is President's Day or some sort of day off.
Jeez, so we've hit me to that. Yeah.
We have off next Monday. So the Catholic schools, it seems like to me now, we're only there. This is our second year there. It seems to me they like to do wraparounds like Jason.
Sure.
So they give you off Friday. So if there's no school tomorrow, which is likely, and no school Thursday, which is probably likely because the snow in this area can't handle it, just be off for like a week.
These kids never go to school.
They try to fit them in. They'll try to squeeze in Friday if they can.
Friday's already off at St. Elizabeth's.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
No, Kate, same thing.
Well,
barely go to school this week.
If my wife's school is out early today, she's gonna come home and she's going to see her knight in shining armor snoring on the couch, just zonked out.
Did you have a late one?
Well, I had a late one, and most critical, I had no nap yesterday. it's borderline national tragedy.
I didn't realize you were going straight from the show to MGM National Harbor, your home away from home.
Give us an update on that, how that's going.
I made it to day two in the event, which is Wednesday, so there's another flight today.
Right.
I think I'm in the cash, but it also is determined by what happens in the second flight of this event.
So how does that work? Explain. So
they have to play down to like a certain percentage of the field.
Yeah.
If they do that again in the second flight like they did last night,
you're in.
Then I'm guaranteed probably a paltry min cash.
All right. That's fine. It gets you going.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Do
you have a stack?
I've got like a 20 big blind stack coming back.
Well, you play a little bit.
It's not great, but it's
not great, but you got it. Okay, you got to fight. Yeah,
you're back right after the show?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Sorry.
Yeah, not tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Or wait, today.
Today's Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah, today's
Tuesday.
Today, no poker.
Yeah.
Wednesday, more poker.
Well, you wouldn't want to deal with the roads and all that nonsense today. Unless you're staying there.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat something. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take a long winter's nap. Probably a drab level nap, a 2-hour.
Mm. Nice.
I mean, that's a solid one.
Nice.
Eric, got it penciled in.
Eric, I'm seeing 4 to 8. Not 3 to 6. Depending,
I've heard 3 to 6, but you live out in the boonies.
Well, no, I think it's going to be 4 to 8 for most of the area. 6 to 10, a little further south. But I mean, I'm hoping it's only 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want 8. 8's going to be a pain in the ass tomorrow morning getting up.
I heard it was going to be like in the afternoon. It was mostly just going to be wet.
Snow's
going to start. And then in the evening when it gets colder, then it's going to start snowing. I know my wife already ordered a new sled, snow pants on. She does that, and then she doesn't go out with the kid.
No.
I'm going to have to go out
here's the deal.
Freeze my butt.
It's going to start around noon. It could be sleet to start, but it's going to snow overnight, right? So when you're sleeping, it'll be snowing.
Yeah.
And it's going to snow into Wednesday morning, probably stop around 4 a.m., but your cars and your roads and your driveways and your streets will be a poop show.
Well, they've already
if
put
it's
down,
8 inches,
they've already put down. They've pre-treated a little bit, so I think
that
we'll
helps.
I think we'll be all right.
That helps. Yeah,
whatever.
But they don't pre-treat my car.
You have to do all the treatment on your car.
That takes freaking forever.
Just preheat it.
I will.
You know how Jason always talks about taking his car to the car wash?
Yeah.
I will say the other day when we did the Altcast, I took the Metro and then I walked to the building. And nobody's out there. I'm kind of figuring out what to do. Well, then Jason pulled in, and I just hopped in his car to go into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
That car was so clean inside.
Was it? How often do you go? You go every day?
No, probably.
Keep it clean.
I try and go like 3 times a week.
But they do the inside, too, I guess.
You get car wash 3x a week?
Well, yeah, but it's unlimited because I pay monthly. I pay $32 a month and I get unlimited car washes.
You can't use it
twice within 24 hours. So every 24 hours
okay,
you can do it.
He didn't have any crumbs, nothing.
Yeah.
I have all
it
crumbs
almost looked like it was detailed.
Ours in the inside you have to do yourself. And I'm just never going to get out of my car and do that. I don't care.
You're never going to pop like a dollar in quarters.
But it was just a tale of two cars.
I just don't care enough.
Cakes' car was normal.
Yeah.
It wasn't dirty, but Cakes gave me a ride back to the Metro on the way home. And, you know, he had something on the passenger seat, maybe something on the right.
Yeah,
it was
like
normal.
A cord, like a phone
cord.
Yeah,
it wasn't,
you know,
it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But compared to his?
Oh, yeah. His, I mean, looked
yours
like,
was,
his looked like showroom sparkling, probably.
Yours was the slums compared to his.
Mine has Kentucky Fried Chicken crumbs.
Right.
I mean, it has everything. I mean, shaving, when I shave. I mean, my car's a dump.
It's the best $32 per month I've ever spent.
It sounds like a great
deal. I mean, it's
deal
the best
you.
Deal in town.
I mean, if you go 3 times a week, you're definitely getting your money's worth.
Yeah, I mean, you go twice in a month, you're getting basically
good. But do they actually go inside your car to clean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interior clean is critical.
Is that also a Mr. Wash?
No, it's a flagship.
Yeah, because I have the Mr. Wash and the one in Kensington. They have a million vacuums and stuff, but you gotta self.
I don't
vacuum.
Even know if there's a Mr. Wash near my house.
There might not be.
There could be. I just, that's not where I go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like to have a clean car, bud.
So, Cakes, you're in the money. Do you have a big stack so that you like,
no, it's not
like when you play on Wednesday?
It's not a big stack.
You'll have to double up pretty quickly.
It's like borderline shove fold type stack. Like it's close to. I have one real type move. Yeah.
So did you get anybody angry? Like knocking them out?
Did I get anybody angry?
That's always kind of satisfying when you knock somebody out. And they got to leave the table, and you're like, got them.
Yeah, it didn't really deliver any bad beats where people are like muttering under their breath, anything like that. Played pretty solid. But I'll tell you this. if you're playing poker for a living, one, it's a difficult way to make a living. Two, it's butt unhealthy. I mean, you're just sedentary,
sitting there,
nailed to your seat. I mean, you can get up and stretch and walk around or whatever, but you don't want to miss any hands, so you can only go so far. Then you're just, you have limited time to eat. I mean,
I saw you tweet about a Guinness.
Oh, yeah, I did go get a Guinness during one of the breaks. I think I tweeted this. I think I set a world record. We had a 10-minute break, okay? So I go down from the grand ballroom. We've all been in there before. We've had JPOs there upstairs. Down the escalator, peed, went into the casino, had to show the ID, go through the casino, went to the BetMGM Sportsbook, ordered a Guinness draft, got my draft, speed walked back up to the grand ballroom and sat down in my seat with 46 seconds left to spare. Didn't miss a hand.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, it was efficient.
I think you would get a kick out of this. I kind of thought about you, Cakes. So we were having dinner after the Cornell-Yale game.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, one of the waiters, he wasn't our waiter, but he was a waiter from another table. He came over, and mind you, this is Ivy League basketball.
Yeah, sure.
He came over and he went,
"What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?" Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Cooper Nord. That's Meg's boyfriend.
Yeah.
One of the best three-point shooters in the country. Oh. He was like in awe.
He was starstruck.
And I looked at him and I was like, I couldn't understand what was going on because, you know, it's not like Ivy League basketball is that big, even if it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "How'd you recognize Cooper?" He goes, "I'm a professional sports bettor."
Oh,
and he said,
"He's also a waiter." So like, I don't know.
Right.
Good point. What exactly does that mean? You're a professional.
Well, he said he lived in Vegas for like 10 years.
Okay, so I'm a professional.
Sure.
Because I probably put as many bets in per week as he does.
He lived in Vegas, he said, for 10 years. He was a pro poker player,
okay,
and a sports bettor,
right?
And I don't know if it's because he had kids or something with his wife or whatever, but he moved back to Ithaca.
Why does he try to find a third stream of really unsteady income?
I don't know,
poker player and sports bettor.
But this guy was a huge. He knew all about Cornell. He knew all about Coop.
Oh, he's dialed in.
He knew his
in.
Whole history.
Yeah.
He was completely dialed in. That's and then I started nice. Talking to him about PLO and poker tournaments and cash games. And he told me all the casinos that he played at.
Love it. Wish I was there.
No offense to your guy, Coop. If the Wizards win the lottery and have the first pick, I hope they don't write down the wrong Coop.
No.
Because they better be picking Cooper Flag.
They're not going to take my guy.
Be all over it.
There's no doubt about it. But it was wild.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was wild to see that.
That's funny. All right, coming up on the show today on a Tuesday, we will get into the Wizards Spurs last night from Capital One Arena. We can talk about Luka's debut and more. And here's your guest lineup for today. Ben Vallin will join us at 7:25. We'll talk NFL with him. Adam Kaplan also covers the NFL and the Eagles. He's going to join the show coming up at 8:40. And we'll have the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins men's basketball program. That's Kevin Willard. He's going to be on the show at 9 o'clock. So keep listening to The Junks.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.